Hello everyone, I am Manoj Sathe and today we are going to learn yet another important chapter, that is chapter number 21. It's all about the customer focus. We have learned what is welfare, we have learned what is itinerary management, we have learned what is other facilities along with the administration like pesticide control and all that, and the last not the least is the customer focus. So various management gurus, social reformers, leaders has defined customer in their way. So today we will see what our father of the nation views on the customer. So a customer is the most important visitor on our premises. He is not dependent on us. We are dependent on him. He is not an interruption on the work. He is the purpose of it. He is not an outsider to our business. He is a part of it. We are not doing him a favor by serving him. He is doing us a favor by giving us the opportunity to do it. So this is the great views of Mahatma Gandhi on what is called customer. So all the great thinkers, whether it is a marketing guru, whether it is operations guru, or whether it is CEO, everyone put emphasis on the fact as customers first, because it is the customers who are giving the revenue to the company. So customer is defined as an organization or a person that receives a product. So it may be single commodity or a single person, customer may be, or it may be a group of customers, or it may be an entity or organization also. Further, ISO, that means International Standard Organization, ISO 9000 has defined customer satisfaction as customer's perception of the degree to which the customer's requirements have been fulfilled. So this is the definition emphasized by the ISO, ISO 9000. That means customer's perception of the degree to which the customer's requirements have been fulfilled. So it is how much they are satisfied. It is called customer satisfaction. The individual who buys the products or service of any organization is the most important person. Without a buyer, the whole manufacturing process becomes meaningless. Hence, administration of every organization must focus on retaining existing customer. So this is all the management gurus, right from Peter Drucker to even our present management gurus, all put the emphasis on retaining the existing customer. If your targets are not achieved, it is not a big problem. But if your existing customers, if you are losing, that means there is something wrong in the management, there is something wrong in the management strategy, there must be something wrong in the marketing strategy. So that is why retaining existing customers is a very important thing. Then making them happy and delighted. So first happiness comes and delightment makes next level. Customer delightment is the next level than the satisfaction. Then attracting more customers. Then making continual improvements in design and processes in order to satisfy their ever increasing needs and expectations, including low price and high reliability. So you have to put efforts how you can retain a certain type of customers. If the feedback or the weekly or the quarterly review, if you realize that you are not unable to retain the old customers, then you should find out what is the reason. Is the competitor is eating your space? Is the competitor is eating your existing customers? What is the exactly cause? So that you put or you can change your present marketing strategy, or even you can do the changes in the existing product also. Very good example of the Maggi noodles. So 6 months back when there was a ban, worldwide ban for the Maggi noodles, specifically their emphasis ban in the India and many other countries. So that time the owner of Maggi noodles is the Nestle, is a European group. So they have done the investigation what exactly went wrong. They have done the modifications in the product. And now again they have started retaining their old customers. So this is a very good issue how they can retain. Previously, 4 or 5 years back, the Pepsi Cola also has faced similar issues. They were losing their existing customers due to some, they found in India some of the Pepsi Cola units, they have found excessive limits of the pesticides are used in the Pepsi Cola. So that is why they were losing their existing customers. So they have changed their marketing strategy, they have changed their little bit, they have changed, they have done the modifications in their formula, and they have reproduced the same product, and today they are successful in retaining or gaining their market share. Customers require all these needs to be met. High levels of quality and reliability, that is the essential. Then high degree of flexibility, high level of service, that is required. And cost, low cost. So our Indians are very much price conscious. So definitely they will, if your product price is low, so definitely they jump upon you, your product. But at the same time, you should maintain you low cost. That doesn't mean that low quality of service. So service should be very high, but the cost should be very low. You should have a very proper balance between giving high quality of service with the higher level of quality of the product, maintaining the low operating or administrative cost. Then quick response. So there should be a very quick response should be there. For example, many companies for their helpline, they have the delivery time set up within 24 hours or within 42 hours, they get back to you. They keep the record. So that is why quick response is essential. If you call, if you are using any HP product and if the troubleshooting happens and if you call authorized service center, then they will register the number, they will give you ticket ID and they will inform you that your query will be solved within 48 hours. So like that, they have the setup that standard. So that is why quick response is very much needed. Then consistency, you should be very consistent in the serving the customers. Then status, you should maintain a status. Means if your product is for higher end, that means if you are a dealer of Mercedes car, then obviously your status is for only higher end. Then you should maintain that higher status. Then you should not jump for the lower end cars. Why? Because then your status get damaged. So the same thing happened in the old case scenario of the Kingfisher Airlines. Around 7-8 years back, the Kingfisher Airlines, the premium brand of Vijay Mallya, was doing fine as a luxury domestic airlines in the Indian market. They were giving a tough competition to Jet Airways and Air India. But the Vijay Mallya has purchased in between the low cost carrier that was known as a Air Deccan. And he has renamed the Air Deccan itself as a Kingfisher Red. So that time it was confusion has created during in its premium elite customers of Kingfisher Airlines and Kingfisher Red. So because of this confusion, he lost the status of the premium brand that was attached to the Kingfisher Airlines. And that is was the reason after acquisition of that Air Deccan and renaming as Kingfisher Red, his financial result has gone down. So that is why status is also an important factor. You should maintain the same status quo of your customers. Then total customer satisfaction is based on the entire experience with the organization, not just the one product alone. So customer satisfaction is a complete picture, not just one product. For example, Procter & Gamble is a top FMCG company, so they are having multiple products. So they don't judge the customer satisfaction just on only one product. They judge it on various products. So that is why customer satisfaction is a overall concept that you should not judge only to the one product. Customers often spread their bad experience with the product or service much faster than their good experiences. This is a very important point. That is why many times the customers, they lose their existing customers very fast. Why? Because the bad word has been spread very effectively rather than the any good experiences. So anywhere, if you have very bad experience, the common mentality of human, you will tell at least 5 people if you have any bad experience of particular product. If you have purchased particular perfume and you don't like that smell of that perfume after 2-3 use, then you will tell at least 5 your friends and relatives that don't use that, that is a rubbish product. But same case, if you like particular smell of that particular perfume or deodorant, in that case there is a human tendency that you will spread a word of mouth only to your close persons, maybe your family members, that is only 1 or 2. So this is the statistics. That is where the bad experience spreads rapidly. So one should be very careful. A defect is anything that dissatisfies your customer. So that is called a defect. So few months back there was a problem with the battery issue with one of the Samsung model. So that is called as a defect. So that is why many airports, that particular Samsung model has been banned. They were not allowing passengers, those who are carrying that type of Samsung product. So that is called a defect. That means it was dissatisfying your customer. They say most of the times the customer is unhappy not because of the bad quality, but because of negligence to him and bad treatment too. Hence, these are also defects. So it is not just an inside defect. Sometimes what happened that, okay, he is ready to accept that particular defect in the product, but getting that defect in the product, when the customer calls the customer help or the help service, call customer call center, added to that, he will get very bad treatment. They are not responsive. They are not ready to listen him. So it adds the fuel to the situation. Hence, this is also called a bad customer service, is also called a defect. Customer satisfaction, dissatisfaction feedback. Customer feedback has to be continuously sought and monitored. It has to be proactive. Complaints are a reactive method of finding out there is a problem. So there should be a separate committee to address the complaints. Specifically, each complaint should be analyzed and should be maintained in the proper documented format. So that is why customer feedback is also very essential. If particular area, let's say if you are manufacturing unit is producing family cars, and only particular area customers only you are receiving very bad feedback, then what will do? Rest of India you are getting a very good feedback. Only particular area in Karnataka you are getting a very bad feedback about that car. Then what to do? Then you will check the record of their all dealers. Whether there is any fault in the dealers, then you will rectify it. So that is why a statistical analysis of the customer feedback is very much essential. Customer feedback can be relayed to manufacturer. Performance comparison with competitors can be known. Customers' needs can be identified. So relative priorities of a quality can be obtained from the horse mouth. Areas of improvement can be noted. So these type of the activities your customer service department can do. So sometimes they make use of market survey tool. Sometimes their own customer service department does this survey. Sometimes they require a specialized service. So they hire an external agency which are expert in the market survey. So they do the proper survey. They do the proper unbiased survey of the particular product in the market. So what are the different customer feedback methods? Comment cards enclosed with warranty card when the product is purchased. So this is the first customer feedback method. Second is the customer survey and the questionnaire. They ask very specific questions. Are you satisfied with the product? What problems you have faced? Any suggestions, etc. And last one is the customer visits. Your customer service team can visit randomly to the customers to just check, to have their feedback. Some more customer feedback methods are customer focus group. So certain times they form a certain type of customer service group, so they can get the feedback from these type of groups also. Then quarterly reports. Your customer service team should gather the data and analyze it and make a quarterly report based on that. Then toll free phones. Lot of companies, they provide customer service helpline 24/7 with a toll free number. Toll free number, that means if the customer is calling that number, the company will pay for the charges. The caller has not to pay with the charge. So that is called toll free number. This is a US concept. Now it has been established in India. Then email, internet, news groups and discussion forums. So there are a lot of consumer forums are exist in the internet. Then employee feedback. Sometimes companies ask their own employee feedback also. So that means a person who is working in the finance department gives the feedback of that product. So definitely he will give a neutral feedback about the product. So sometimes the companies ask the neutral feedback from their own employees also. So that is called employee feedback. So you have to always, it is said that you should treat customer as a king. It is also said that customers are always first. It is also said as customers you should always handle with care. Employers don't pay wages, but it is the customer who pays for the wages. So it is very much true, because employers are not generating any revenue. It is the revenue generated by the sales of the product, and who takes the product? The customer. So that is why the customers is giving you a salary check indirectly. So take a good care of your customers. So that is why it is said that treat customer as a king. Customer care centers are not just a profit centers. So that is why customer care centers are not just a profit centers. Their profits of customer service centers are not just analyzed. Their service level also has been analyzed. So that is why whenever you call for any customer service center, you will hear the voice, recorded voice, that just for training purpose and company purpose, this call may be recorded. That means randomly or all the calls, they make a record and they use that is in the training analysis or the weekly analysis or periodic analysis. How to service the customers in a better way. The entire organization must in effect revolve around a customer. So that is why it is said that today's all the strategies are very much customer centric, not the product centric. Today they offer it what the customer wants, not the owner wants. So that is why when the old, it is a very famous statement, when the Ford company owner Harrison Ford has produced the first car, he produced only black cars only. He has not considered any type of color. So that was in his case, his that era, it was a monopoly. But today you cannot work with that approach. So today's approach is very much customer centric. Today we have n number of colors. The cars are available in n number of colors. Why? Because it is not the producer who is deciding the product, it is the customers who is deciding the product. So whether the customer is being well served and if he is really pleased, contented and satisfied with the service you have to offer. So you should be taking care of all these issues in while you design the product or while you service. Keep promises to the customers. So always you should keep promises to the customer. You should give genuine promises to the customer. You should not bluff while giving the promises to the customer. For example, if the warranty period is only 1 year, for any product, just for the sake point of view, you cannot say that the warranty period is 3 years, etc. Then return, customer calls promptly. If any customer is calling you, he is not accessible, he has put the message, then revert him back whenever you are free. So that is where prompt action is required in handling the customer calls. Allot staff to handle customer problems. So always allot a particular staff if the customer is facing problem. Give him a customer proper feedback. Okay, we are trying to solve your problem. Mr. So and so has been assigned this task. This is the contact number of Mr. So and so, and we will get back to you as soon as we rectify the problem. So that customers also feel that yes, the company owner has taken some action in servicing him. Treat customers with courtesy, respect and professionalism always. So courtesy is very much required. If customer is unhappy and he is abusing, as a customer service person, you should not abuse him double. But here in this case, you should have a very calm mind. You should solve his query with a proper integrity and courtesy. Then evaluate customer satisfaction regularly. So again, it is a very subjective case. Customer satisfaction, it is a very subjective. So particular, just to give example, particular restaurant is a favorite of one person, but the same restaurant may be not favorite to other person. Why? That person wants a prompt service and that particular restaurant is not giving the prompt service. Whereas the other person, he likes the prompt service. So he will get satisfied having food in that particular restaurant. So other friend, he doesn't want a prompt service, but he just want to relax in that restaurant. So in this scenario, he will not like. So that is why it is said that customer satisfaction is a subjective manner, but yes, you can record it with a proper methods of survey. Search for customer related improvements continuously. You should be always do the change in product. That doesn't mean that you should change for every feedback, you keep on changing your product 100%. No, but certain changes, if the customer is feeling that certain changes are required in the product, yes, with yearly or quarterly review, you can make the changes in your product. Deliver products or services promptly and efficiently. Give every customer complete and personal attention. So the personal attention is very much required. Maintain a neat and clean appearance of self and workplace at all times. So neat and clean appearance is very much essential. Review and implement customer feedback and suggestions into current procedures when needed. Always you should review periodically the suggestions. Training and education to enhance job performance and commitment to customer care. So always there should be a proper training to be provided to the customer service person or the staff who are dealing directly with the customer. You should give them scholarship for higher studies related to their work area, etc. Treat every customer as we would treat ourselves. Then only you will able to give them better service. Information from customers can be obtained in many ways. So there are various ways from which you can get the proper information from the customers. So what are the ways or tools, sources used for gathering information from customers? They are, first is the surveys. It is a very popular method of doing the surveys, but yes, same time lot of manipulations can be done in the surveys. So the questionnaire should be properly designed and it should be used properly, only then survey is an effective tool. Then second is phone calls. Phone calls is a direct way of effective way, but in this case the customer should be available and he is ready to speak on the phone. Then complaint reports. So many customer service department are maintaining various complaint reports. So this type of statistical data definitely help in analyzing the problem. Then trade trials. So many times particular products, they undergo trade trials. Then customer audit. So certain products, certain companies, they have policy to bring any new product in the market. First they do customer audit for 3 months, then they review it, and then only they satisfy, then only they bring it in the market. Then sales force, then consultants. Some product development and research company, they hire the external consultants also to guide them. So this is the diagram which helps you how this customer service process has to be analyzed based on customer perceptions, where is important to the customers. So customers' decisions are mostly controlled by the perception. So perception of the customers is a very, very important thing in this case. There can be a gap between what is perceived to be good and what is actually important to the customer. So if you see in this diagram, there are four quadrants. First quadrant, that is the topmost quadrant, that is left hand side, that is quadrant number 3 or section number 3, where customer perception is very good perception but is given very low importance. Where is next square, that is the square number 4, where low perception and low importance has been given. Where is the lower right hand side column, that is the square number 2, where high importance is given, where the low perception is there about the customer. And the topmost right hand corner, that is the square number, box number 1 or square number 1, where the customer perception is very high, where you have to give them high importance. So if you have very different type of product range, so depending on the customer perception, you can actually decide which product you need to emphasize more, which product should be focused more depending on the perception statistic, and which products it is okay if you don't handle with full attention. In a survey conducted to get the customer's feedback on a different domestic refrigerators, the finding was alarming. So this is a sample of the sample survey of domestic refrigerator. So let's see what are the findings of this survey. So factors perceived by the customers as quality indicators were, first is the low price, then is the longer guarantee period, and next is the less noise. So these are the factors perceived by the customers as the quality indicators. So now you can see what are the important real factors that determine the quality of refrigerator, such as the energy efficiency ratio. What is the energy efficiency ratio of that particular refrigerator? Is it the refrigerator model is environmental friendly, and what is the safety record? Is it safe to use that type of refrigerator? So these are the real important factor where customers make a decision. So where not there in the top right quadrant, this is in the priority list of the customer. So based on this survey, you can place this product as per the which quadrant or the square this product you can use. So if it is depending on, you can decide your customer or marketing strategies. So market research can be done to get voice of the customers. The following forms of market research are normally used. First form is exploratory approach. to discover ideas and insight. Whenever you want to explore any new ideas or insight, you use exploratory approach. Second one type of market research is known as conclusive research. To evaluate alternate courses of action, you always use conclusive research. And the next one is performance research. To monitor the performance of critical factors. So suppose particular airlines, the delays is the critical factor. That is why most of the customers are going away. So for example, if you see many times the track record of the SpiceJet, the airline, domestic airline SpiceJet, many times it has performance issue. Lot of the time the departure time is 6 o'clock and the actual departure happens at 8 o'clock. So there is a performance issue. So in this type of scenario, performance related market search can be done to find out the critical factors. Having understood the need, method and the models of customer focus, it is worth analyzing the change required in the conventional organization. So once you understood what is exactly happening wrong and you have opted the correct method, you can implement that method in the actual product as well during the customer service. In the quality oriented industries, focus is mainly on the process perfections. So most cases where every product has to maintain certain quality, focus is mainly on the process. The process should be very much perfect depending on the quality guideline. So that is why many manufacturing plant has now taken the ISO certification. So they have standardized their all the processes. Every possible effort is taken to reduce the price, increase accuracy and reduce the cycle time of the product. Nothing was wrong in it. So all the efforts has been taken to reduce the price. So at the same time, the increase in the accuracy of that product also has to be increased, and reduce the cycle time of the product. So nothing is wrong if the any company is having this type of approach, because by doing this type of approach, they are creating a win-win scenario. It is good for the company also and it is good for the customers also. But the Japanese thinkers or the Japanese management gurus or the Japanese manufacturer has some different approach. So what is their approach? The Japanese always believe in the customer orientation rather than the process orientation. So the Japanese thinking is rather rectifying the problem in the time of process first, starting only they prefer to give importance to customer, and that is why they always decide or they always design the product customer centric products, not the process centric. So that is why it is said that Japanese always believe in the customer orientation. They give what customer wants. If you see any Japanese product like Casio or other Japanese manufacturer product, they always emphasize customer first rather than the process. Once they have decided what the customer wants, then they regularize the process rather than just focusing on the process. So that is why it is said that Japanese always believe in the customer orientation rather than process orientation. So it paid them rich dividends. So long term perspective for Japanese, this has turned into a very beneficial customer focus strategy. So this is all about the customer focus, a yet another important topic in the functional administration. Thank you.